You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, December 15, 2016, week 183 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Thursday, it's time to crown America's sweetheart.
Ooh, it's that time of the week.
It is that time of week again. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so first thing is I give trivia to Mike to try to guess who it is. Then the height. And then the age.
Yeah.
And then the height in relation to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about maybe our favorite movie of his and then what we'd like to see him do.
Ooh, it's a him.
Or her.
Ah, I caught you.
Yeah.
You're just good about it.
This person lives in Los Angeles, Bend, Oregon, and New York City.
Hmm.
Three places at once. That's impressive.
Whoa. They must have two siblings.
And that's a threesome.
And they just rotate. Okay, go. I don't know where I was going.
While he was in high school, this person made the daily morning announcements over the public access system in disguised voices. This is how he first became interested in performing.
Go on.
Hmm.
Any giveaway?
This person competed at the Boston Marathon. His official time was 4 hours, 2 minutes, and 29 seconds.
I don't know.
In 2003.
Huh.
He ran it with his wife.
Huh. I don't know.
Studied at USC in the hopes of becoming a sports broadcaster. He graduated and interned at NBC Sports, but then drew laughs after ad-libbing a joke on air during one of his broadcasting courses and switched to comedy.
I don't know.
Was not a class clown in high school, but a scholar and an athlete.
Don't know.
This person has three dogs.
All right. My help.
I'm going to give you an easy.
Give me a
softball.
Yeah.
Attended and graduated from University High School in Irvine, California in 1986.
Mr. Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Got it. Boom.
Or as I know him, John William Ferrell.
Huh. He didn't even come up this week.
No. But he's always there in my heart.
Yes. Will Ferrell is awesome.
Okay. So, how old
Will Ferrell
is Mr. John William Ferrell?
That's his name?
Yeah.
You should have told me his first name was John. Would have thrown me off. His first name is John.
I should have done that.
John Stamos?
John Williams? I don't know.
Okay, let's see how old he is. Gotta be in his 40s. I'm gonna go with 42.
He's 49.
Is that all? Jeez.
I told you what year he graduated from high school.
Oh, you did. Did you? Oh, I did. I should have done some math. Darn it. Darn it. Way off. Okay. He's really tall. He's taller than you. He is...
1 second. Yeah, go.
Man, has he been in a movie with Vince Vaughn? Oh, yeah. They were in Wedding Crashers, but they didn't. Weren't in the same scene. I don't know. Were they in the same scene? Okay. He's got to be a little bit shorter than Vince Vaughn. So I'm going to go 6'3".
Yeah.
There we go. Boom.
Nailed it.
Boom. I used my logic. My Vince Vaughn logic. Because you reminded me he was 6'5 yesterday.
Yeah. What's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
Oh, that's a hard one. I probably still have to go Anchorman.
That's Anchorman. What I was thinking. Anchorman or Old Anchorman. School?
Old School is really good. I really like Elf. That's a really good movie.
Yeah. And then the Lego movie. The
Lego movie is a really good movie, too. But yeah, still Anchorman's still kind of the... That's like the bar. That's like Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
at its height.
That was like fresh off of SNL.
Yeah.
Actually, Elf was, because Elf was 2003. Anchorman was 2004.
Elf was before?
Yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
But what do I want to see Will Ferrell do next?
Yeah.
Huh. It's hard to say, because I don't want to see him do a sequel. I don't know if I've seen him do anything serious.
Yeah, he did that one stupid movie that failed.
So I don't want to see him do something serious either.
What was it called? Everything Must Go? Was that serious?
I don't know.
He's really good in adaptations and like remakes. Like he was in The Producers.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Bewitched.
Yeah.
That's it so far. He was in Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah.
One and two.
I'm trying to remember his character. He was a really small part.
Oh, yeah, he had a fez on. He's the guy with the fez.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah, Will Ferrell guy.
Yeah. This week in Movies in the Now, Star Wars Rogue One, Fences, and Collateral Beauty.
Star Wars week.
Yeah.
Boom.
This is actually a very solid week for movies.
That's a really solid week. Because I think both those movies, other movies, are going to be good.
Yeah.
Got the Will Smith Collateral Beauty and then the Denzel Fences.
Yeah. That's multiracial Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's a very, we won.
It's a very diverse week.
Look, Mama, we made it.
But, yeah. I'm pretty amped for Rogue One.
Yeah.
Gonna be awesome.
It will be. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. I just,
Star Wars Rogue One, like, pretty
you,
much.
You thought like Force Awakens was like nostalgia? This is like,
this is gonna be nostalgia up
this
the ass.
This is like, yeah. This is like literally
astalgia.
Yeah. It's like we're taking a new hook. We're making real Star Wars with Empire existing stuff. Darth Vader's in it. Come on. It's gonna be awesome.
Fences. What's that one about?
That's the Denzel one where he's the father to that kid, and that kid's like, you don't like
me. Why
don't
you ever love me? He's like, I don't have to love you.
Yeah. I put food on your table. You eat my food.
You put your clothes.
He's trying to go into sports, and he's like, no, I don't want him to end like me. I'm like a bum.
He's like, but you were the best.
And then his wife is like, well, I'm here with you. What are you calling me then?
Yeah.
And then a lot of tension and stuff, and looks like some good acting in that. Yeah. In that movie for sure.
Or some deep down problems.
Yeah. I don't know what year it's, I guess it'd be like the 30s or something.
No, because I think Vietnam War is happening.
Oh, is it?
Because he signs up for the Vietnam War.
Older than that. They're playing like stickball or something. They
no,
still
he's
do
playing
that?
Baseball, but it's just tied to a tree. So he practiced batting.
I guess. Maybe they were flashback to his childhood. I don't know. I thought I saw some stickball in there. Hard to remember that trailer. But yeah. Okay.
I'll find it. No, hold up. Let me find
okay.
It.
I thought there was stickball in there. There's like a flashback to kids playing
1950s.
Okay. So
a
it's right in between
former baseball
what we
star, Denzel Washington, creates tension in his family when he squashes his son's dream of playing college football.
Yeah.
Collateral Beauty. What's this one about, Mike?
Collateral Beauty is, it's about Will Smith, mm-hmm. and like, I think his son dies, or somebody dies. Or daughter, and he writes a letter to like, death, time.
Love.
And love.
And someone
something.
Else.
Yeah, and then they start showing up to him, and then he's, and there's a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah, like Keira Knightley.
Yeah. Ed Norton, I think, isn't?
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of different people, but like I don't know exactly what's happening. Can't really follow that trailer either.
Like he writes these letters as like therapy for himself.
Yeah, and they then come back. Eventually, and they
start introducing himself like death.
Yeah, they're trying to help him or something. I don't know what's exactly what's going on, but it looks good.
Yeah. What else did you see?
Trailer wise, talk. Talk do about we some trailers. Do the big one. Talk about the big one or
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Spider-Man Homecoming trailer came out. It came out like the day after we did the last week's trailer talk. Did you see both of them?
No, it came out a minute after we finished.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Did you see the international trailer as well? Yeah, so they released two trailers. The U.S. one and then the international.
The international one seems like it wasn't like officially released. Like the one I saw had like Portuguese subtitles on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. But still out there. It was pretty much the same trailer with a couple
different scenes
and a couple more dialogue to some of the scenes
and like
showed a character.
Yeah.
So overall impressions of the trailer.
I'm so excited for this movie.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I was surprised how much we got in the trailer, but that was awesome. They showed the Vulture, everything. Showed Keaton. They showed Robert Downey Jr.
They showed Aunt May.
Yeah. I think what this trailer told me is that they're trying to really push that it's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Like they show the bank robbers, their Avengers masks. They show Robert Downey Jr. talking about Civil War. They show a couple Civil War
Happy
clips.
Hogan. They show Happy. Yeah.
They show Happy Hogan. They show Iron Man at the end. So I think they're doing a good job with that. Some people were random people on the internet. I don't care about random. I don't even want to talk about them.
Okay.
But
why is she a black person?
No. Just about like
why
too much
is the
Iron
other
Man
black
or whatever.
Person talking about the other black person.
No.
Why is the white person using weapons and the black person is just standing there? Is that what people are saying?
No, I didn't read that part of the internet. Just
because I think Donald Glover plays an arms dealer, and then Kevin Costner, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton
buys the weapons, and those are the Vulture claws that they
Makes
use.
Makes sense. And the Tinker's in there somewhere. I don't think he's in the trailer.
Yeah.
And there were like two guys in like Shocker outfits, so we don't know what's. And I remember that cast list. It said like one of those guys was playing Shocker number 2. So I don't know if it's like a bunch of Shockers or what's going on.
Like a decoy or what?
Yeah, who knows. But there are also cool things that I didn't find in the trailer, but like people dissect these trailers. So they found some cool things like in his school, Bruce Banner's like pictures on the wall. So he's like they should have a row of like famous scientists, mm-hmm. and then Bruce Banner's one of them up there.
Like Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
And then like at a science fair or something, there's a picture of like Howard Stark, like mural in the background or something.
That's cool.
And then there's like a random one where Peter Parker's wearing the same t-shirt that Pepper Potts is wearing in Iron Man 3.
That's weird.
So I don't know what that means. But that was a weird connection that people found in the trailer. And
like, clearly he gave him the shirt of his ex-lover.
Yeah, it just seems really weird. But who knows if that plays in the movie or if it's... there's a reason they did it, so...
Yeah, they're like, hey, we need an old t-shirt.
Yeah.
And the wardrobe, and they're like, I don't think we've used this one before. And someone on the at home's like, yeah, it's the same shirt!
I'm Iron Man 3! Maybe. But, yeah. This movie just looks like a ton of fun.
They had Star Wars Legos in there?
Yes. Back to the Star Wars references.
Yeah.
And the trailer made me think what I think they should do with Iron Man eventually is do Batman Beyond, but with Iron Man, but not make it Spider-Man, like the next Iron Man, make him like the Bruce Wayne in Batman Beyond is what I want to see them do. Because I think he just, every time they do it, he does like it's the same with Iron Man 3 when he does scenes with kids. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because he just like treats them.
Like he shouldn't treat anyone else.
Yeah, I know. It's just always
and it's just
funny.
Weird because he's treating a child like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that one, Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock is saving people and he has his own style, and then they bring this new hot boy in and his Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm. And he's like a gold medalist.
He's like crazy.
Yeah. He does reckless things.
Shots.
Yeah.
Let's party.
They brought his character. We Are Your Friends. He's like the same character.
Yeah. He's like, I failed as a DJ.
He's like, now I'm going to be a lifeguard.
He's going to be a lifeguard now.
His career to career.
He's like the Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, kind of.
To the Michael Phelps. I think that is The Rock.
Yeah. Huh? That's it.
That is the current Michael Phelps, not the previous Michael Phelps.
Exactly. I agree with that.
American hero Michael Phelps, not bong ripper Michael Phelps.
Can be both.
Yeah, what's wrong with little drugs?
Mm-hmm. I mean, weed's not going to help him swim, I don't think. I mean, that's maybe it does. I've never, maybe tried it, so.
You should do that.
I got to swim and do drugs.
Do bong rip and then smoke drugs.
Maybe it'll make me faster.
I mean, no, what?
Do a bong rip and smoke drugs, yeah.
Do a bong rip and then go swim some laps.
Yeah, we have. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, someone send us drugs.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We can test this theory.
Send us money for drugs. What else? I didn't see this last trailer.
I saw this trailer, War for the Planet of the Apes. It is the sequel to, well, it's the third in a trilogy. Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is the third one.
I still have seen Dawn.
Dawn's good. This kind of looks, it looks a lot like Dawn.
Yeah, it does. It's like, because there was a big jump from Rise to Dawn.
Yeah, now it seems like this just like right happened right after. A lot more horse riding. They're riding horses, which is cool. They're using more,
I like that.
More human technology. Because I guess like Dawn was like they just began, they had their own society and then humans came to them and then they invaded the human city and then they got their hands on weapons. So now it seems like they want to use all the human technology.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's that, just more of it. But it's hard to tell what's going on in the movie and the actual trailer. It just looks like it's just going to be a big fight the whole time. So I'm interested to see like the nuances to the movie. But like I think it's the same director as Dawn, so I think it's going to be good. I'm hopeful. So, looks cool.
Nice.
Looks cool.
Yeah, that's it. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.